Hi everyone, I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And today, Laura, we are going to a very beautiful country in South America.
Ooh, I've never been there.
No, I've never been to South America too, but I guess when I say a beautiful country in South America, that doesn't really help. People could think of Brazil, of course,
with its
beautiful Amazon rainforest, or they might think of Argentina with Las Pampas, the wide plains of Argentina where the gauchos ride their horses. Or we could even be in Peru or Bolivia or Colombia in the Andes Mountains. But in fact, we're not in any of those places today.
We are not.
No, we're going to the northern country of Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Now, when I say northern, I don't mean like cold and snow and north like Canada. I mean northern South America, so it's actually in the, you know, kind of the middle of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very rich country. It has a lot of oil. But they also are not a rich country. It's kind of an interesting place.
Okay.
And we're going to learn about this thing called the Tower of David.
The Tower of David.
When you hear the Tower of David, it made me think of like something from the Bible.
Yeah.
Right? Like the Tower of
David,
or King David or something. It's nothing like that. It's actually a skyscraper, a really big building in the middle of Caracas, the capital city of Venezuela, that is not full of business people. It's full of poor people.
Oh.
Yeah. It's kind of an interesting story. So let's check out the Tower of David in Caracas, Venezuela.
Reading. The Tower of David. In the heart of Caracas, Venezuela's capital city, is a skyscraper surrounded in debate. The Tower of David is full of many kinds of people, some of whom are criminals and business-minded. Originally, this tower was meant to be a financial building for the wealthy bankers. Construction on the skyscraper began in 1990, but the Venezuelan banking crisis of 1994 brought construction to a stop. From then until 2007, it loomed over the city like a giant ghost. Venezuelans now live in this tower because Caracas has a housing shortage problem. This is because the government hasn't created housing programs for its quickly growing population, leaving 400,000 residents without a proper home. At 45 stories tall, the tower is not only Caracas's third tallest building, but also its largest slum. To the government, the building is an eyesore that represents its shortcomings. To those that live within the tower, it is their only shelter. Local media channels have created smear campaigns to shame the tower's residents. However, in spite of these attempts to change public opinion, the tower remains a symbol of hope for the poorest of the poor in Caracas.
Okay, so yeah, the first sentence of the article basically gives us an idea of what we're talking about in a very short sentence. In the heart of Caracas, Venezuela, Caracas, Venezuela's capital city. So this is the capital city, means that's where the government is, like Taipei is the capital city of Taiwan, or Washington, D.C. for America. That's where the president lives and that kind of stuff. Well, in that big city is a skyscraper surrounded in debate.
Ooh, okay. Mm. We're going to find out later why. Okay.
Okay.
First of all, let's take a look at some phrases and vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in the heart of, 我们都知道 heart 是心脏，但是 in the heart of 其实就是指在什么中央这样子的意思。那这里我们提到是 Caracas， 到底它是哪里呢？它就是委内瑞拉，就是 Venezuela 的首都 capital city。OK， 那其中我们还看到了 skyscraper， 通常我们就是指着哇超高的大楼啊，或是摩天楼，就用 skyscraper 来表示。而 debate 呢，一般虽然有这个辩论的意思，不过在这里呢有这个争论这样的意思。所以整句的课文是在说呢，位于这个委内瑞拉的首都就是 Caracas 的中心，有一栋这个大楼被人呢持续的讨论着这样的意思。那到底为什么呢？ Let's find out more.
Okay, well, the Tower of David, as the skyscraper is called, is full of many kinds of people. Of course, you know, hundreds or thousands of people often work in skyscrapers every day. You know, they have offices there, banks.
Like
Taipei 101, different businesses. But this tower is not full of those kinds of people. It says these many kinds of people, some of whom are criminals and business-minded. Kind of unusual. Normally, criminals don't go to a skyscraper
because
it makes it easy for the police to find them.
Interesting.
And to trap them. The police just go in the first floor and the criminals are on the second floor. They can't leave. A criminal, of course, is a bad guy. Someone who does crime, steals, kills, robs people, does something illegal, something that they'll probably go to jail for.
Mm-hmm.
If you do a crime, you'd be called a criminal.
没错 ，criminal 是什么呢？就是犯人的意思。那它的名词，它其实源自于 crime 这个字，就是犯罪哦 ，crime。那这里我们提到的刚刚这个哇大楼是叫什么名字呢？就是我们本课的主题的 Tower of David， 就是大卫塔。不过奇怪的是哦，在这里面呢，有一些竟然是一些犯人 criminals， 但有一些竟然是这个。Business-minded, 就是具商业头脑的人。所以到底这是怎么样一个大楼呢？我们继续看下去就知道了。
Okay, so these criminals also are good at business, it seems.
Now,
originally, this tower, this skyscraper, this very tall building, was meant to be a financial building for the wealthy bankers. So originally means when they first started making the building, the first plan, the first idea,was to kind of make it a normal skyscraper.
Oh.
It was meant to be a financial building for the wealthy bankers. If something is financial, it has to do with banks, with money, that kind of thing. Wealthy bankers would be rich people who work and own banks.
Hmm.
So you imagine you'd go there and there would be, you know, the Hong Kong bank would be in there, a big city bank, a big American bank, and, you know, office workers and business people would work there. That's what it was meant to be,originally, when they first started it.
Oh.
Now, meant to be is a very good phrase, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's our shortcut for you phrase. So let's check it out.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Brian, what are you holding? It looks like junk.
Oh, this thing?
Yeah.
It's a gift from my friend. Well, it was a gift.
But?
But I dropped it into the street and a car ran it over. It was meant to be a gift for my friend on his birthday.
Don't be mean to your friend.
If something is meant to be something, it means it is supposed to be something.
Oh, I see. Meant to be is 本来应该是
Exactly. I wanted to give him this thing, but now it's ruined.
Don't worry. Maybe it wasn't really meant to be his gift.
Yeah, you're right. I wonder what is meant to be his present.
There's only one way to find out.
What's that?
Shopping!
OK, 所以我们看到了 meant to be 是我们 show craft for you 表示本来啊应该是怎么样的意思。所以柯文提到的呢，其实原本这座塔呢应该是作为有钱银行家的商业大楼。那刚刚我们提到 meant to be， 其实常常在口语上我们也可以这么用，就是如果是一对恋人的话，常常会说 we are meant to be， 是什么意思呢？就是我们是命中注定哦。那刚刚提到的 financial building 就是金融大楼这样的意思哦。那 financial 这个字有金融的意思，像是 financial problems 就是金融的一些问题，或是 financial advice 就是常常有人需要这个金融上的一些建议哦，都会常常用到 financial 这个字。那 wealthy 呢，其实呢我们比较熟悉来表示富有的有钱的是 rich 这个字，那 wealthy 也有富有的这样的意思。另外在口语上我们还可以用 well off， well W-E-L-L off O-F-F， 同样也有着富有这样子的意思。 OK， 那 banker 其实就是银行家的意思啦。 OK， let's continue reading.
OK， well construction on the skyscraper began in 1990. Now of course construction is when you are making a new building, when you are building a new building. So you've started it, but you haven't finished it. That period is called the construction period.
Construction 当然就是建设啦。所以在这个建筑的工程是什么时候开始的呢？就是1990年的时候就开工啦。But what happened?
Well, the Venezuelan, I should say, banking crisis of 1994 brought construction to a stop. Big buildings are very expensive, and when there's a banking crisis, that means the banks, the economy, the businesses of the country are suddenly in a lot of trouble. Maybe their money doesn't work very well, they're losing money. And of course, since big buildings are expensive, construction, the building of this place, it stopped because, you know, the company ran out of money. They couldn't pay the workers. They couldn't buy the things they needed. So they just kind of said, whoa, we'll have to stop and wait until business gets better so we can go back and finish the building.
Obviously, it will cost a lot of money.
It costs millions.
Exactly. 所以在1994年发生了这个很不好的事件，就是 Venezuelan Banking Crisis of 1994, 就是西元1994年的委内瑞拉的银行风暴啊。那因为发生这样的事情，当然呢就终止了这个大楼的建案。那其中我们看到的刚刚提到的这个银行的风暴或是危机呢，因为我们常提危机我们会用到 crisis 这个字哦，不要注意如果当作复数型的话呢，它的拼法是Crises, C-R-I-S-E-S. Okay, and to bring something to a stop, 就是表示使什么东西停止、终止这样子意思啦。
Okay, so from then, from 1994 until 2007, so what, that's like 13 years, around 13 years, this sort of half-finished building was just sitting there. It says looming over the city like a giant ghost. Okay, a ghost because it's sort of empty, it's almost dark and mysterious. I mean, imagine there's no lights. There's maybe not even windows in this building, so it's kind of like the bones of a building up there. And it says it's looming over the city. Now, to loom over something is to kind of hang over it in kind of a scary, dangerous way, right?
That's kind of scary. Loom over it 其实通常有着这个阴森的逼近这样的意思哦。所以呢，刚刚就提到说，因为它终止了建案，然后呢，到这个西元2007年的时候呢，当然就它立为这座大楼立为市中心，就宛如一句怎么样 ，a giant ghost， 就是大鬼魂这样的意思啦。
Now Venezuelans, but it says Venezuelans, I should say, now live in this tower because Caracas has a housing shortage problem. So there are people in the tower. There is some life in the ghost. But these people are not the banks and the business people you would expect to be in there. These are normal people, in fact, probably poor people. Why do they live in a half-finished building? It's not the best place to live, you can imagine. Well, it's because Caracas, the city, has a housing shortage problem. There's not enough houses for all the people who live and work in the city. A shortage is when you don't have enough something. If you have a money shortage, you shouldn't go shopping. If you have a food shortage, well, you might want to go to the supermarket or you're going to be hungry. It means there's not enough food. Housing, there's not enough houses and apartments for all the people who live there.
我们来看一下 shortage 这个字哦，就是有着缺少或是不足的意思。所以课文提到的 housing shortage， 但就是表示没有很多房子，但就是房荒或者是严重的房子缺乏这样的问题的意思。那当然我们也可以用其他，如果要表示什么东西不足，像是 food shortage， 就是哇这个就是很缺乏食物的问题啊，还有 water shortage， 就是水的不足。 OK， 有很多种不同的 shortage。 OK， 那如果说 there is no shortage of restaurants， that just、in the city， that just means there actually many restaurants.
No shortage means almost more than you need.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're having a party, you should have no shortage of food and drinks for everyone.
Exactly.
You don't want to run out. And of course, in a city, you want to have no shortage of housing, so everyone has somewhere to live. But in some places, when times are tough and the economy's not good, you might have a housing shortage. Why do they have a housing shortage in Caracas, Venezuela? Good question. Well, the article says this is because the government hasn't created housing programs for its quickly growing population. Simply, the government hasn't built enough new homes for all of the people who are moving to Caracas. So that leaves 400,000 people. That's almost 500,000 people, or residents, without a proper home. Okay, population, residents. These are words we often see used together when talking about cities and countries. The population is just the number of people in a place. Okay, we can use population to talk about animals too.
Sure.
People talk about the low population of, you know, tigers in the wild or something. There aren't a big number. In the city of a city like Taipei, the population here is around 4 million. The population of Taiwan is around, what, 26, 28 million?
It's growing.
Something like that. And a resident is a person who lives somewhere. So if you live in Tainan, you are a resident of Tainan. That means you live in that place.
This is because 常常我们会用来解释原因，就会常常用到这个句子，这是因为什么什么。简单来说像是 I'm so tired today. This is because I stayed up late watching Korean drama last night.
That's why.
Okay, 那刚刚Mike 提到的 population 有人口，但是它也可以表示这个动物的人口，都是可以用的。而 resident 指的就是居民这样的意思哦。Okay, next we read at 45 stories tall, the tower is not only Caracas's third tallest building, but also its largest slum.
Wow.
哇，其中我们就看到 stories 就有着楼层这样子的意思哦。注意它不是故事的意思。Okay, 那 slum 呢其实就是贫民区的意思。Okay, 贫民窟。
To the government of Venezuela, the building is an eyesore that represents its shortcomings. An eyesore is something ugly that you don't really want to see. A shortcoming is like a weakness. Somewhere the government hasn't done a good job, this building filled with poor people, that kind of makes them think of it. Oh, we should have built more houses. So to those that live within the tower, it's a good place. It's their only shelter.
Right.
It's the only safe place they can go, you know, when it's raining or cold. Otherwise, they'd be sleeping on the streets or in the parks, and that's no good.
Right, and local media channels have created smear campaigns to shame the tower's residents. That's not nice.
Not very nice at
all. Smear campaign 其实很糟糕，就是表示有预谋的这个诽谤的活动，而 shame 就是使什么感到羞耻，所以其实他们是想要赶走这些居民哦。
So wait, they're blaming the poor people because they don't have a home that the government should help them with? That's not very nice. However, in spite of these attempts to change public opinion, they're trying to change what people think about the tower and the poor people. For most people, the tower remains a symbol of hope for the poorest of the poor in Caracas. It's their way of saying, hey, government, we're here. We're not going away. You have to help us and take care of us.
That's right. Okay, 其实我们看到 in spite of 就是尽管虽然，那注意哦，后面呢通常我们会接一些不利因素的名词，所以像这里呢我们提到的呢就是尽管呢这些试图改变大众对这个塔中的居民的观点存在，那这个塔依然是这 Caracas 的穷人们的希望的象征哦。 Okay, let's now go to our wrap up.
For you chat.
Mike, can you think of any building that has been used for a different purpose than it was originally intended for?
Like how the Tower of David
was
supposed to be an office building, but now it's a home for people. I can think of one here in Taiwan, in Taipei, I should say. Remember the Zhongshan Soccer Stadium?
Oh!
Right? During the Flora Expo
yes.
thing, they kind of turned mm-hmm. it from a soccer stadium into like a big garden, like
exactly.
a place full of flowers, which was good because it wasn't really being used much
exactly.
for sports.
It was there.
So instead of knocking it down and spending all that money, they put a bunch of flowers in. So
great.
There's a good example. How about you guys? Can you think of another situation where an old building was kind of given a new life in a new way? Have a chat about that, and we'll see you very soon. Adios, amigos.
Adios.
And amigas.
The Tower of David. In the heart of Caracas, Venezuela's capital city, is a skyscraper surrounded in debate. The Tower of David is full of many kinds of people, some of whom are criminals and business-minded. Originally, this tower was meant to be a financial building for the wealthy bankers. Construction on the skyscraper began in 1990, but the Venezuelan banking crisis of 1994 brought construction to a stop. From then until 2007, it loomed over the city like a giant ghost. Venezuelans now live in this tower because Caracas has a housing shortage problem. This is because the government hasn't created housing programs for its quickly growing population, leaving 400,000 residents without a proper home. At 45 stories tall, the tower is not only Caracas's third tallest building, but also its largest slum. To the government, the building is an eyesore that represents its shortcomings. To those that live within the tower, it is their only shelter. Local media channels have created smear campaigns to shame the tower's residents. However, in spite of these attempts to change public opinion, the tower remains a symbol of hope for the poorest of the poor in Caracas.
Vocabulary review. Criminal. The criminal did many bad things in his life and finally went to jail. Financial. I went to a financial planner and asked him for help with saving money. Construction. Construction on this building will take about 1 year to complete. Shortage. There is a shortage of milk, so people are waiting in lines to buy it. Population. The population of the United States is about 313 million people. Resident. Many residents moved into apartments in the new building.